Let's see, let's go to WBAI. I could give the story, but why don't we have our Paul give the story, if he's still there.
Okay. Basically, so far, we haven't passed the motion. We have a couple of competing ideas, and from what I've seen, some of the ideas are a lot of throw everything into the pile kind of thing. So I think we may come up with some ideas, but the main thing will be getting it done. And that's going to be the make or break part of it. We can come up
Paul, could I just put a footnote on to what I was saying before? It may be helpful. And I think that I'd like to share the questions that I had. I don't know if I had done that with the NSC before, but I'd like to share that with everyone. And I'd also like to mention, you know, such things as we mentioned about the golf tournament and other things, that if there's some documentation on these, and I know it's a pain
okay,
when you're going.
Okay, Campbell, why don't we let our Paul finish with the report, and then you can ask your questions.
Okay, though.
All right, thanks.
Well, that's basically the report I have, is we have we have some motions. There are competitive amendments to the motions, and from what I can see, there are just a lot of suggestions, and I think when the motions really come up, we need to talk about them in a bit of detail, which may be difficult because one of them is several pages long, and we need to be realistic about it. And I very much agree with what Alberto said about keep it to the easy level. In other words, I think the main thing BAI has to do is make sure that whatever we do, it's not going to be that involved. Because once we get into involved stuff, it eats the time, it eats everything, and you end up
failing.
And well, you end up with people putting in a huge number of hours to realize a three-figure net. And I've seen things where we've had events where a lot of effort went into them, and we ended up with three figures. And you say, geez, if everybody who was involved in that had a dollar per hour that they'd put into it, we would have doubled it,
Exactly.
We need the stuff where we can find something that doesn't require gigantic effort and go into it. But, as I say, we haven't passed the motion yet. I'm sure at some point we will.
Okay, thank you, R. Paul. Okay, and let's Camp, you had a question?
If we could I was just going to do is that, we don't need to have each station reinventing the wheel, And I would like to hope that, what we could do is to share projects that have been successfully undertaken and, station A and doing a station B, maybe adapt it a bit, but, then you learn new lessons and you're able to grow it and, do it in station C or whatever like that so that we become pretty much expert at least a certain group of cadre, that could be trademark functions around the network. And there are some things that I think we could do that would be synergistically in terms of off-station fundraising that we could do around the network. For example, let's say entertainment and whatnot. We could maybe... there are some groups in D.C. that, travel to different cities and whatnot like that. Well, maybe a kind of thing, a tour could be put together. I don't know if that's been done before, but that's the kind of thing that possibly could raise some funds if it's handled properly. And I'm mindful of what Grace was talking about, and I imagine she could perhaps give some great guidance in terms of how things can be done better.
Right. Okay.
Those are just some thoughts I wanted to share.
All right, thank
Jamie.
You. Yes, Alberto.
Oh, just a quick one. I failed to just quickly mention, which is important after I have heard some of those reports.
Yeah.
A T We don't have that distinguishing factor between the station and the LSB.
Mm-hmm.
Because of our setup, the way we're structured. It's basically, programmers and LSB board members working together on their personal, fundraiser activities. And so there's really, none of that. What is the LSB going to do versus what is the radio station going to do? As fundraisers are coming up, as ideas are coming up, the whole operation is involved. Just that's the way it is with us. I mean, the spark plugs for our Sunday event was two programmers. I mean, really, the spark plugs were two programmers and two LSB members who are just working together and just doing a wonderful job. And at the same time, they bring other people within both the programming. The volunteer station persons and the LSB persons kicking in and bringing everything to a successful, execution of the event. So I just wanted to point that out that we just do things and everybody's involved and it's been very successful for us. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Alberto. Okay, well, thank you all for that. So it seems like we have one station that's doing a good job, and perhaps KPFA, and the other stations are somewhat behind the eight ball. Okay, so let's move on to the next. Let's see, the next item on the agenda was listed as underwriting subcommittee progress. Perhaps, Alberto, we could move right through this if you
sure.
could tell me. Has there been any
sure.
progress?
There has been no activity whatsoever from that underwriting subcommittee. Mainly, and I will quickly remind the Finance Committee, several months ago, just before we began the budgetary process, there was a subcommittee to look at the concept, and I will touch on it very quickly. I think it was, the members of the little subcommittee was Jamie, Grace, Mike, and myself. And I haven't acted on it. We haven't acted on it other than by individual basis. We got into the budgetary process, and obviously I need not to remind all of us that we just got out of that. And I'm thinking of stuff to do. I know that Grace has put out a whole bunch of very good stuff on fundraising. I think in my conversations, private conversations, with several of the subcommittee members, corporate underwriting is a bad word, and I am thinking that is going to definitely not be part of our report. However, there are other ways of raising funds that are not corporate underwriting, but then again, are involving other entities within our community. I have no report whatsoever, Jamie, than that's where we're at.
Okay,
I have something to say about this.
On the subject of underwriting.
Yeah, I do.
Okay, folks, I'd like to keep this discussion short because we haven't done anything. But and I would like to get to the next item, which is the financial recovery strategic plan.
Okay, sorry, I'll make this as quick as I can.
Okay, go for it.
I spoke with this to Alberto about this, but also our finance committee at KPFK talked about this, and we also talked with our GM about it, and. We have been using raffles. We've been raffling off iPods. It started with one of our LSP members, who's also a staff member. Two staff members got Les Paul donated a guitar. And we used that as a raffle item with very good success and pulled in a whole bunch of new members with that. So we've continued that. It's been quite successful, which may have been the reason.
Paul?
Pardon me?
The Les Paul?
The Les Paul, yes.
Oh.
We did a special documentary about him. A couple of our staff went to New York and recorded a he's 95 years old now.
Yes, he is.
So he donated a signed guitar to our station. We raffled it off. But since that time, we've been using raffles with very good success. So it's not quite corporate underwriting because I believe that sometimes the stuff's donated, sometimes we buy it. I don't know what I'll have to get details. But this is something I'm talking about it because it has been successful. I will get you the details and I'll report them.
Okay. Well, what would be good if we want to continue this committee, which sounds fine with me, you know, the subcommittee could, you know, collate whatever has happened.
Jamie, just to move on,
yeah.
I want to point out that my thoughts on what we could do is that, you know, if, because of our own separate experiences and our different signal areas, I was hoping that just like Grace is putting together her thoughts on the
raffles.
Concept, well, on the concept of raising funds, you know, using innovative methods, not corporate underwriting, because that's not the idea, but
right.
Even though it's called that, you should do the same, and I am going to also be doing the same, and we could collage or we could put into sections whatever our product is, but
okay.
At the same time we can share what each one of us is coming up with. And maybe at a point in time in you know, within the next so many weeks, we can come up with a report to come to the LSB so that it could be sent up to the national board.
Gotcha. Okay, that sounds like a good plan. Okay, folks, let's see. I had said that 10 p.m. we would break this open meeting and go to the closed session, but I was wondering if we could, without objection, we could stay here 15 more minutes to get to item C on this list.
Go.
Which is the financial recovery proposal / strategic plan work group. Is there any objection to staying here? Well, now it's 12 more minutes. Okay,
go ahead.
Hearing none, we'll amend the agenda to do that. So I'll just say a couple words and hand it over to Grace and perhaps Lonnie. Let's see. There's been several issues around, you know, we on the Finance Committee spend a lot of time cutting, but not spending very much time talking about how we can, you know, improve our income. And this comes into play in various avenues. So we have a small work group, I think, that has been doing some discussion around that. So, you know, one issue I do have is financial recovery for our network obviously includes issues that are beyond the scope of the National Finance Committee. So I'd like you guys to be mindful of that. I don't want to get into an open-ended discussion about, you know, programming changes. You know, try as best as possible. Let's keep things finance, you know, keep it in the finance frame as, you know, as best as that works. Okay, so why don't I hand it off to Grace, or if there's somebody else from this work group.
I sent out my analysis of our what's happened over the last 4, 5, 6 years, and it seems that our net income directly parallels our listenership, which have been declining, and it's scary how directly parallel the two graphs are. I sent that out, I think, to everybody. The other thing is that, contrary to popular belief, at least in Southern California, our radio listenership is quite strong here, a lot because we have traffic gridlock. So because our traffic has been worse over the years rather than better, radio listenership has been quite high, and not that many people are migrating to internet listenership. And even if they do go to the internet, they're still listening to the radio. So We still have a very strong radio market in Los Angeles. I haven't researched the other areas, but I think basically the sky's the limit in terms of increasing listenership. And there, if the listenership graph goes up, I'm sure that our net income graph will also improve. So, as I think that that's the most fruitful thing we can do because it has the most upside possibility, I think that's where we should be focusing our attention rather than ancillary fundraising efforts, which we're really not skilled in. We do radio, that's our product, and I think that's where we should improve. So that's all I have to say. I think that there's quite a bit of agreement about that by a number of lots of people on RLSB at KPFK, and quite a few people on the Pacifica National Board agree as well.
This is Campbell.
Okay,
and,
go ahead.
My battery's still holding out. I'm surprised. I don't know what that beep was I heard before. But I think that Grace is on to something. There are some, I guess, some questions that I had on one piece that she has sent out. But I think that, you know, the fundamental, you can't separate the numbers from what you're putting on the air. I mean, you know, what you're putting on the air, either it attracts people or it doesn't attract people. And if you attract people, then you know, when you have listenership, you can get membership, you can get, you know, funds. So, you know, you can't separate that. But I think that it would be useful. You know, one of the things that I think is pretty much agreed is that there are strengths that we have and access that we have that we aren't really exploiting significantly. That, for example, you know, we could, in WPFW, we have a five-minute segment at 2:30. Was it Laugh to Keep from Crying? And that's an unfortunate title, but we're just using canned comedy there. And I think that certainly in talking with Grace, there are some things that could be done, you know, in so far as talent that's available around the network that we could, you know, take advantage of in specific areas. And certainly Los Angeles is a strong entertainment area. And, you know, there could be, even though we don't have a national program coordinator, maybe that's kind of a good thing. That forces us to do something, you know, between the stations as, you know, as we can. And that would be something, I think, very positive. I think it would be a positive thing here to have, say, comedians that you don't, you know, that aren't in the main oversaturation, like, you know, say, Arsenio Hall or who's the lady that you had mentioned, Grace? I can't remember her name right offhand. But
Roseanne,
yes. There are some things, we can put this in a context, and the notion of strategic, I think, is useful here. And I was thinking about that. It would be useful for us to look at such things as what are the Pacifica strengths. You know, one thing is that we have diverse station locations in various parts of the country that have either governmental, socioeconomic, or cultural centers of America, okay? And that's something that, you know, we can use as a basis for targeting some of our programming to take advantage of those different strengths. The thing that we have, the Pacifica Network has rather limited corporate, if any, corporate allegiances. So therefore, we are at a much freer, you know, realm in which we can operate. We aren't really hamstrung by a lot of things. I would say that in weaknesses, or is this a strength here? I was making a note that Pacifica and our stations in the network have unique credibility because of this factor, you know. But also, we haven't tended to use the application of this in terms of, you know, building our membership drives or enhancing our membership drives. So there are a number of things that if you look at what we could say would be a SWOT analysis, I don't know if anyone's done strategic planning in that context, strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats, that as we do that sort of thing, we can ferret out such things as a comedian-driven programming. And we, I think, in our conversation talked about a couple of other things. But, you know, we can use this paradigm of strategic planning in which to get some rather specific kinds of things that can be applied around the network, and we can, you know, in that sense, use the vitality that we have.
Okay,
so that's my point.
Well, let me jump in here. Is Zakai?
Yeah, I wanted to say that any fundraising effort that we do should definitely be in line with our mission, and that the novelty ideas are good, but they really kind of come and go. The idea is to build community through the fundraiser and also be of help to the community, and I'll be putting forth a concept that does that within the next 10 days or so. I'll just email it out to everybody.
Excellent.
Okay.
Jamie?
Yes, Alberto?
I have one comment.
Okay.
Again, based on...
Again, I'd like to ask people, I'm sorry, you know, remember that we're the finance committee.
Sure.
Okay,
go ahead. This is a quick comment on this whole concept. We get an average, we have around 200,000 to 220,000 listeners, between 180,000 and 220,000 listeners at our radio station.
Uh-huh.
And the statistics that are always coming out is that between 5 and 7.5% of our listeners cough up any money, and around 9,000 to 10,000 people have been carrying the weight of our particular radio station for years and years and years and years, and we do a lot of work to try to get more donors. And it's an effort to get donors, and we get new members, and we're always getting new members, and we're still faced with that situation that a small amount of our listeners actually donate money. And with that, I will now be quiet and just leave that on everybody's mind, because that's part of the problem. And we have a lot of listeners who never cough up a penny. One in 15 at our radio station.
I think that's typical in public red radio. Let's see, Zakai, did I understand you to say you were going to send us something?
Zakai?
Yeah, I'm going to send out. There's a program that I've recently run into. It's a fundraising program through fitness, and it helps to build community. It's been running several schools, and they've had really big returns. So I'm just getting the information together, and I'll send out to everybody, because I think that we definitely all need to get more involved in fundraising, and, you know, particularly at my radio station. I know that our LSB has not necessarily been that active, and our big thing last year, the gala, you know, was a fiasco. I mean, it didn't make any money, and there's still people trying to debate that it did, but it actually didn't. So, you know, we definitely have a lot of growth in this area, and so I just want to bring that forth. I'm going to email it out to everybody within about a week.
Okay.
Sakai?
This is Grace. Can I?
Schemes never work, Sakai. Schemes never work.
Well, okay, Grace.
Yeah, no doubt.
We have KPFK has the youngest staff of any station in the network, and they come up with some very, very good ideas. I had an idea myself. We have lots of celebrities in Los Angeles who could be approached to help us, and some who are strong contributors. I mentioned Roseanne, and guess what? I turned on KPFK during the fund drive, and she was on the air. She put together a cart for us, making a really spirited appeal for our listeners to donate. And she's a household name and extremely progressive. So if she had a show on our airwaves, she city alone could pull in lots of other celebrities, and that I think that's a bright idea. We have to allow creative people in the network to bring in the new energy that's needed. For instance, why haven't we even talked about the little revolution that Prince and other music stars have started in bucking the big record companies? Prince had a big concert, open air concert in the desert, where a quarter of a million people attended. And he's on the vanguard of doing alternative music
market
delivery. And it's like there are people like that who we could help, who could raise our profile exponentially, and we have to allow that positive energy and the new ideas to come into this network, and with it, younger people and more energy. We have to open it up and not have everything be restricted to some narrow vision of what the mission is. I mean, what Prince is doing certainly goes along with the Pacifica mission.
Gotcha. So, okay, Grace?
Okay, anyway, is it the Finance Committee? Well, I don't know. But
Well, here's what I would suggest. The Finance Committee could certainly approve certain plans, but a lot of these things go well beyond our scope. I would hate to, I don't want to cut off this discussion, because actually how we should grow is probably the number one topic the network should be talking about. You know, perhaps there should be a separate teleconference devoted to that particular issue. I don't know what other people think about how to go forward with this issue.
But we
do have other items we need to get to this evening. But
okay.
if people have suggestions about how these ideas can, where these ideas should be, I mean, I would be happy if the work group that you guys have would continue meeting, and you know, develop some kind of a plan, you know, or a proposal. Is that something that could be done?
That sounds wonderful to me, and the only thing that I would like to suggest is, as Grace is mentioning, we cannot, I think, set up a wall. You know, if not us, then who? If nobody else is doing what needs to be done, then we need to do it.
Yeah, that's a good point.
You know, that's where we are. When I came into being treasurer at PFW, our LSB we had a development outreach committee. They didn't have any guidance for us. We had to go with totally what the staff had come up with. Well, folks complained and groused about it. Well, I said, tell me something better that you have to offer. Well, there wasn't anything that anybody had in mind, so we went with what we had. And I think that what we're doing here is that we've got, I think, a nucleus of folks who can make a solid contribution in this arena, and we should really, build on it and not look at our mission in a very confined fashion, without any solid reasoning for it to be confined. But that would be just my last comment. I think we should go forward.
That's a good point. Well, can you guys? I mean, are you up for continuing to meet on the phone with each other and working document out? Is that a reasonable plan?
I'll be doing that. I've got a this is a terrible thing to come up with and say, but I'm going to be out of pocket a little bit for a while. I'm gonna have a surgery. It looks like it's not going to be on the 3rd. It's going
to
be on the 10th. But, I've got a lot of stuff to do before. Well, I need to get it done. or else I will not be a happy camper, you know.
Good luck to you.
Hope it's nothing serious.
It's cancer.
But
it's not a hideous, kind of thing. But it'll be a while for some kind of recovery, but I expect that I should be able to tap keys and talk on the telephone. So I'm not going to be totally out of pocket, but at some points I will be. But otherwise, I intend to be involved and engaged.
Okay, well, thank you, Campbell. Yeah, sorry to hear that. Good luck to you.
Good luck, yeah.
Well, thank you, thank you. Well, I call on a higher power. So not so much looking on luck.
Okay, well, folks,
all
why
right.
don't we...
So let's move to the other part.
Yeah, why don't we move to the closed session? So you have the... Does everybody have the phone number? I'm not supposed to give the code now, so I can email it to you if you don't have it.
Oh.
It's the same one as last week.
Oh, okay.
Campbell, I'll call you and give it to you,
well,
okay?
If it's the same as last week, which was...
Yeah,
it was the one you were on
call.
Before. It was, I think it was
okay.
the one you were on before.
That was on by myself.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, exactly.
Okay,
thanks. Bye-bye.
Sakai?
In a few.
Sakai?
Yeah,
he
I'm here.
It.
Hold on.
He has
Sakai.
It. Oh, okay.
Sakai? Where
I'm on the other call. I got you.
Where do you guys get together at? Where does the LSB meet at?
We meet at the station.
At the station, so it fits all 24 of you?
It does. Yeah, we have like one room that's a pretty nice size. We have enough for all of us to sit at the table, and we can have probably like maybe 15 or 20
visitors
from the community. Yeah, sit, you know, like we have two rows, and then they can sit
sure.
around the side, too.
Oh, and it is scheduled for the second Wednesday of the month.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, thank you. Let's go back
all
to
right.
the other session. Thank you very much, Guy.
All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye, everyone.